This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show last month in November this year. We're talking about no other than Lexera Bioscience Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LXRP. And if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol LXX. With us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Chris Bunka. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
You know, today you guys put out a press release knowing that you guys are really busy about some conferences that you guys are getting ready to speak at and perform at here in December and January. Just give us about a 30-second update on that. What's that all about?
Absolutely. We've been pretty quiet on the conference scene this year because of all the travel and COVID and so on, but we've made a commitment to attend 4 virtual conferences starting tomorrow and over the next 5 weeks, to really talk about some of the latest developments at the company, because things are getting quite manic here. And of course, the thing that's on most people's mind probably at these conferences will be asking us about the antiviral research that we've been doing.
Well, that brings me to my first question. You recently issued news that your technology was tested positively for use in delivering certain antiviral drugs. Can you explain on this and where do we go from here?
Yeah, thank you. I think it is the leading question on people's minds right now. So as a half step backwards, most people who know about us know that we have a drug delivery technology that we've invented, and it's highly patented. We already have 18 patents granted and dozens more that we are awaiting, patents pending. And the technology is very good, and we've proved it more than once in the delivery of cannabinoids and in the delivery of nicotine. Now, these are in oral forms, i.e. something you put in your mouth, not something that you inhale. We don't play in that space. Because of the similarity in the actual physical kind of construction of some of these molecules, we thought that there's some good reasons on paper to think that our tech might work in a certain group of antiviral drugs as well. And we've been researching it in our laboratory all year. And halfway through the year, we thought we had decided that, you know, there's a couple of drugs in particular that might work. So we bought the drugs. We've just finished the animal study at a very high-level lab in Philadelphia. And a week ago, we reported the results. And lo and behold, Dehydratec technology does, in fact, improve the efficacy with relation to how much of these two drugs are actually absorbed into the human bloodstream. And this is one of the key components of what our tech does best. We deliver fat-soluble drugs more efficiently. We do it also more rapidly, but more efficiently. And anybody who's been near a computer or a newspaper in the last year knows there's a lot of talk going on about coronavirus and COVID-19, of course. Of course, that's a virus. So two of the drugs that we tested on are currently in use and well understood and successful drugs in the treatment of HIV/AIDS. And they are being investigated by certain researchers in different areas for applicability against COVID and coronavirus. So what we have determined is that, sort of in general terms, we increase the bioavailability of those drugs from roughly, from 40% up to roughly 55 to 60%, i.e. more of the drug that's administered would actually reach the target areas in the blood. So this is an important development for Lexaria. It is the very early, but still very real first stage of what you'd like to see of our technology, having effectiveness with the antiviral drug market. So we're pretty excited about it.
Chris, let's stay on that path. Let me ask you this. Can you talk about the testing and the studies that are planned, say, for the next 2 or 3 quarters for 2021?
In general, I can. I won't tell you because it's confidential the exact drugs that we're going to be working with. But I can tell you and your audience that I just had a multi-page email with my president this morning. We are looking at roughly 10 to 12 different sets of additional studies similar to the one we just announced. And we are looking at doing mostly animal studies, also some human tissue work for a wide variety of additional antiviral drugs. We're also looking at doing some animal testing for the first time for something called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. It's a big word. Most people call them PDE5 inhibitors. And those are, for those of you who are wondering what the hell I'm talking about, those are products commonly known as Viagra or Cialis. Those drugs exhibit on paper certain similar characteristics to all of the cannabinoid, nicotine, and antiviral drugs that we've already tested with. So we're planning a large number. As I say, it'll have to depend a little bit on budget considerations, which we're going to finalize, we think, in January, but somewhere between around 8 and 10 or even 12 sets of studies for 2021. So it's going to be our busiest R&D year ever in the history of the company. Antivirals, some nicotine, some PDE5 inhibitors, and even some additional studies as well.
You know, a lot of the companies that come on my show, especially scientists, one of the biggest problems they have with CBD and CBG is getting a percentage of that into the bloodstream. It sounds like your product would be a great welcome to that industry.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, and it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating, again, for your listeners because, you know, people talk about cannabidiol, CBG, CBD,
right,
as though it's almost like snake oil. It does everything. And then a lot of people have, you know, very anticlimactic experiences. And I'm here to tell you that the primary reason for that is that industry in general does a lousy job of formulating that drug, that molecule, mm-hmm, fashion where your body can absorb it. We've already completed a human clinical study with CBD, and we demonstrated in human live subjects, placebo randomized published clinical study, that we deliver over 300% more CBD,
wow,
in the first 30 minutes than standard industry generic compounds. So yes, CBD and CBN can be very impactful to many, many people, but not if you're absorbing it in a poor way.
Right.
In which
right.
case, most of it just ends up in the toilet, I'm afraid to say.
Before I let you go, any word of uplisting to a senior exchange here soon?
Absolutely. We're making great progress. I know that we're not able to tell the public about every particular detail, but I can say that we're making great progress. And not only are we expecting it soon in Q1, I think I can safely say that we are expecting it in January. So it's not far away at all. And we think that's going to be the most significantly positive impact for our investors in all the years that we've been a public company. So we just can't wait.
Chris, I don't want to put you on the spot, but when you came back on the show back in November, your stock was trading around 20 cents. You released some news. Since then, you've gotten some traction. The stock's went as high as 35. It's pulled back a little bit around 30 cents. What's your thought on the valuation of your company?
You know, I definitely can't go too far into this or my lawyers will shoot me, but I will say this. I am still the largest shareholder of this company. I have, I don't know exactly, close to 14 million shares. I have purchased virtually all of my shares. There's been a couple of small share awards over the years. I have never sold a share in this company. I would be buying more right now, but I'm blacked out because we're in this blackout period, senior exchange.
Right.
I think the stock is outrageously undervalued and is one of the best opportunities an investor is ever going to see. And that is just my honest opinion.
Nothing wrong with your opinion, sir. My guest today has been Chris Bunka. He is the CEO and chairman of Luxera Bioscience Corp. I think I agree with your opinion, sir. I think it's one of the most undervalued biotech companies on the OTC markets. If you want to know more about their company, go to the OTCQX, look them up. Their ticker symbol is LXRP, if you're up there in Canada. Find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol LXX. Chris, thank you so much for stopping by and coming on the show. If I don't get to see you before the new year, I wish you and your family happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Happy holidays to you and your listeners. Happy to do it. And hopefully by then we're already on that senior exchange. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.